Well, we like to poke fun at different generations. I'm a Gen Xer, and I guess the latest trend today is to say a few comments and snide remarks about millennials. Well, come on. Do we have to label each other? Arden Bevere has just written a book called Redefine, and it's all about those labels that we like to put on each other and removing them and putting in their place something better. Arden is our guest this morning. Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks so much for having me on. I'm excited to talk and kind of redefine that narrative, because I think it's a narrative that I even seen for my generation and have accepted at some time.
My first question is about labels, Arden. Like, it seems like a human thing. We have to brand things. We have to put them in boxes. We have to categorize things. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, well, because here's the thing that I've kind of discovered is a label is something that speaks to everything that's going on in the natural. And so the tendency of the world is to speak to what they can see. And what I'm seeing from a generation, and I think this goes across the board to all generations, if you live defined by label, you will live confined to the things that are going on right now in the world and to confined to the things that are going on in the natural. But if you look throughout scripture, God never labels his people. He calls them. A calling speaks to the potential and the eternity that he has placed inside of your heart. It calls you beyond your trauma, your pain, your hardships that you've gone through, you know, the labels that have been placed over you, and it calls you forth into a greater destiny that he has for you. So I think with the tendency that we keep seeing is people are oftentimes accepting the labels that have been placed on them by the world. And what I'm seeing from my generation more and more is that we are living based off of the labels that our parents, our friends, our teachers, bosses, whoever has placed on us, rather than the calling that God has established in our life. And I think you saw that in 2020, as you saw a lot of people get labeled different things, and they reacted and responded based off of that label, rather than acting upon the call of God that was on their life.
Well, you address the different labels that we use on each other in the book, and can we talk about one of them? It's offended, and I think we're seeing so much more of this. What is that all about?
Yeah, so this one, so I wanted to make sure in this book that I took every single label that I had actually struggled with, things that I went through, because I am 26 years old. I wanted to speak more of the brother that was like, hey, I don't have it all figured out, but I'm going through it with you, and I want to show you what God has shown me through this process. And so with offense, it was funny because, I looked at offense, and I was like, I've got this covered. My dad wrote the book on offense, you know, Theta Satan. He's like, he taught me these principles growing up, and I thought it was offense proof. And then I realized when I was writing this chapter, I was like, I prayed the silly prayer of God, give me like a close friend that goes through this offense walk, and they navigated it, got through the other side, and I can write about it in this book. And unfortunately, 2 months later, I fell into the trap of offense. And so offense, I think, like you said, is something that is running rampant right now, because I think the problem, and I think what we're seeing more and more, is that we are starting to see people as the problem that is in our world right now. And we start seeing, you know, the people around us as a hindrance rather than our mission. The reality of it is people will never be the problem. They're always going to be our mission. And what we have to begin to do as a body of Christ is come together in unity. And offense is one of the greatest traps of the enemy, because what it will do is it will try to separate the body of Christ, which will not allow the blessings of God to come forth. The Bible talks about when two or more gather and they're unified, that his spirit is upon them. You look at the upper room, the Bible talks about it and says they were one, and then the spirit of God fell. And I think there is a division that is continuing to try to pull people away, and it's actually robbing this generation. We think we're fighting, you know, people that are trying to hurt and harm these things, but it actually is pulling us away from the blessing of God's spirit coming upon this generation and moving in such a mighty way. And so we can't continue to see people as the problem. We have to see people as the mission and redefine the way that we are combating the lies of the enemy and really tearing down ideas, and rather than tearing down people.
It's Redefine, the latest book from Arden Bevere, Confronting the Labels That Limit Us. Arden, thanks for being our guest today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on.
And we've got a copy of Arden's book,